Tuscarawas County participates in tornado drill. Good morning, I'm Mary Alice with your WTUZ News Report. Tornado sirens will be ringing out throughout the valley for a statewide safety drill. This week is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and the Tuscarawas County Emergency Management Agency is participating through that tornado safety message. EMA Director Alex McCarthy notes that the tornado drill taking place today will be at 9:50 this morning.
We're going to sound the sirens for 3 minutes, then let them rest for 3 minutes, and we're going to do this cycle 4 times. What's great about this is, number one, it allows the general public to hear what the sirens sound like. But for us, it allows us to know that our sirens all still work.
He points out that it's important to know the difference between a tornado watch and warning. A watch is when weather conditions are favorable for tornado formations, but nothing has been spotted and conditions will be monitored closely.
A tornado warning, however, means that a tornado has been spotted either by Doppler radar or by trained weather spotters in the field. And when that occurs, that means that you should take cover at that point.
In the event of an actual tornado siren alert, the EMA encourages you to duck or go down to the lowest level, get under something, cover your head, and keep in a shelter until the storm passes. Students from 7 local school districts are speaking out against tobacco use in teenagers today. The national initiative, Kick Butts Day, encourages students to be leaders in resisting tobacco. And it's estimated that 1,000 kids become new smokers each day, with 90% of them becoming regular users by the age of 18. Youth Ed Coordinator at Personal and Family Counseling Services, Amy Miller, says that the students kicked off the campaign on Monday by cleaning up cigarette butts at Tuscarawas Park and will use several ways to get their message across to youth today.
We have posters, announcements. We're hoping to head to Columbus for our legislative day, which kind of pairs nicely with Kick Butts Day because we're able to get down there to the state house and have the kids speak about what they're up to their senators and their state representatives.
Miller adds that she is inspired by the students taking part in this initiative since their goal is always to be youth-led and adult-guided.
They want to make a difference. These kids are awesome leaders. They're very active in their schools. In the couple years I've been a part of this job, I've seen such growth in these kids and just the way that they're taking ownership of their programs in their schools.
And for more information about Kick Butts Day and the campaign for tobacco-free kids, you can visit tobaccofreekids.org. In state news, Cincinnati City Council is expected to focus on the standoff over the embattled city manager. Council meets Wednesday, nearly 2 weeks after Mayor John Cranley asked Harry Black to resign. Black balked and the Cincinnati Inquirer reports that there isn't majority support for a proposed $432,000 severance package for Black, the manager, since 2014. Cranley has cited what he described as a pattern of unprofessional behavior. Then in sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to be back in action tonight as they take on the Raptors at home. Tip time will be at 7 o'clock. And spring training will continue for the Cleveland Indians as they take on the Kansas City Royals tonight. And first pitch for that will be coming up at 9:05. And that's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Now your Z Country forecast.
A winter weather advisory continues until 8 p.m. Snow continues today, an additional 1 to 2 inches. Snow begins to taper off from north to south this afternoon. High temperature 37. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 23. Thursday starts with some clouds, then it becomes partly sunny with a high of 39. Thursday night, mostly clear and cold, low of 20. Friday, a mix of sunshine and clouds, high of 39. Down to 18 Saturday morning. Saturday, sun gives way to increasing clouds, high 42. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
Don't forget to visit WTUZ.com for more information on news, sports, and weather. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Mary Alice. WTUZ.